This hour of Kevin Miller in the Morning is brought to you by Tway Travel, your adventure travel specialists. Fighting for America.
Education should be the number one priority in this state. If we want to improve our economy, if we want to improve our wages, if we want to improve our outcomes for kids.
Fighting for Idaho.
The sexiest thing in the entire world is being really smart. And being thoughtful. And being generous.
Fighting for you.
We just ask our teachers to know the kids as best they can as individuals and then provide the best individual education for every student.
My life at school, it's very challenging, but I choose to accept that challenge.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the Morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And living the dream, Kevin Miller in the Morning, promoting our school, securing our future. Thanks to CapEd Credit Union for their belief in educators, in kids, and us. Great deals at CapEd Credit Union, and we do want to thank them for their belief in this program. People would say, hey, it's a no-brainer. It's kids, it's teachers, everybody's into that. But our second go-around with CapEd, and as I say, there's no, oh, Kevin, I bet you have to say that. No, not at all. I just really appreciate it, the opportunity to be out. So thank you to them. And that's where I have my car loan. So they give you great rates as well. We are here at Dennis Technical Center, and I have to say I really want to thank the staff here. Sometimes we go to places, and it's like you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere, and people come in, and they're like, and I get that. The last thing you want to do when you've got to enlighten and educate the masses is deal with the goofs with a microphone. But the staff here really gets it. And we appreciate that. A shining example of that, Buddy Haywood.
Goof or
Buddy Haywood, who teaches computer technology here. Your words, not mine. Well, look,
absolutely.
You know, I swear to you, the shirt was clean in the morning, but a little coffee here. And
hey, if I get thirsty, I know where to get a drip of coffee. Let's just say that.
So let's talk a little bit about the school here. It's funny when I was telling folks, whether it was in Meridian or Nampa or Caldwell, or throughout the Treasure Valley, that I was coming here to this school, we were going here, they go, never heard of it.
Yeah, we get that a lot. Unfortunately, we're isolated from the main schools, but all the awesome happens here because they can take their electives, they come here, and the big thing I want to say that's so amazing about the school and even about teaching here is the students get a chance to actually apply what they learn. Most of the time, you're just reading about Shakespeare, and with the exception of the drama students dressing in their black garb and holding an empty skull, they don't really get to apply their knowledge. But here, for instance, I'm the computer guy, so I teach my students how to fix computers and how to interact with customers, and then they actually get to go out and do it. And that real-world application,
right,
it sits in with them a lot more.
Well, and we always, and you know this, can I call you Buddy?
You can call me Buddy. I have my students call me Buddy, too, so it's Buddy all around.
Thank you, Buddy.
You're welcome.
You know how this is, and not that we would ever talk about education on the radio at all.
No, we wouldn't. I'm here to talk about the coffee on your shirt and the donut on mine.
Exactly. See, we're two of a kind here. But what I'm asking is, so the people that criticize education, whether it's, you know, the curriculum or whatever, is these kids go to school and they graduate without any means of supporting themselves.
Sure. And that's a big issue. And I won't speak to the criticisms. Well, maybe a little bit, but it's always easier to sit in your recliner and say, well, that coach should have done that. But living the day-to-day life and being a part of these kids' lives for 180 days of the year, you actually get to know them really well, and you realize by talking with industry and by coming from industry, because I had a job and I chose to dive into teaching.
Why?
Because I care so much about kids. I even call them my kids.
Right.
Because I want to see them succeed, and part of that success is it's not just getting that college degree. It's not just getting that training. It's also about knowing how to function in the real world, how to interact with a person, and how to sit down in an interview and make sure that you can convey your intelligence and your skills to that employer opposite you.
Now, you're great at it, communicating.
Absolutely.
I'm a little average, but is there a challenge with today's generation when you have parents out there say, look, they can rewire the hard drive, they can text a mile a minute,
sure,
but holding a conversation with them is a challenge.
It is a challenge. However, there's also an adaptation to it. We don't live in a world of horse-drawn carriages anymore. We actually drive cars, and so we have to adapt to this new form of communication. I teach my students to, say, for instance, they put their cell phones on their desk. they don't need to hide it. They need to have it out in the open, just like you're doing right now. And I teach them, all right, when I'm standing in front of you, you will give me your attention. Well, now, when you're on your own.
I'm going to stop multitasking right here.
No, it's fine. But, and that's the thing about my generation and the new ones is I know you're still listening. I don't take offense to it. So there needs to be a shift change in the attitude towards technology.
I'm with you, but selling them on the concept of a conversation
yes.
is just as valid as the technology.
Absolutely.
How do you convince them of that?
Well, I convince them of that because I've seen people with amazing resumes, amazing technical skills. They have all the degrees, all the certifications, but they can't get a job because they can't talk to that person opposite them and convince them of just how amazing they are. And these kids, eventually, as they get older, they get their junior, senior year, mommy and daddy don't want to pay for them anymore. They have to get a job, and they come to me, and they're like, all right, buddy, I kind of bombed that interview. Can you help me out? And it puts it in their face.
So they're still coming back to you. I just remember a young lady at Barnes & Noble telling me, look, these kids are this, that, and the other, but they just communicating, hey, I want this book.
Yeah.
And they can text it.
Yeah.
But the idea of the verbal. So you reinforce that. How receptive are they to that?
They're usually pretty receptive, especially if you open up with, hey, guys, if you want your first date to lead to a second one, why don't you listen up to what I'm saying here? Because the girl wants eye contact.
Right. Right.
They don't want the glow from your screen. Because that's not what they're looking for just yet.
All right, 580 KIDO, Buddy Haywood with us. Teachers computer technology. I ask this question all the time because it's a question that I'm sure your parents had with you. My parents still have it with me. How do you get these kids to open up? I'm sure kids today, when they go home and they go, "Hey, what'd you do at school?" "Nothing." "What'd you do at school?" "Nothing."
Well, I'm gonna do what I get two paychecks a year, as I like to say. Back to school night, all the parents come to me, and it is one of the greatest days because they tell me how their kid comes home and wants to talk about my class. They're
it's
so
always,
excited. It, they want that.
It's always cool being the cool teacher.
It is,
yeah.
And all I do is I treat them like an equal. I sit down with them, and I talk to them like I am now because I'm not their better. Yes, I have more knowledge. Yes, I'm here to train them, but they're so used to be treating as inferiors, as sit down, shut up. I just sit down next to them. And, yeah, sure, sometimes I'll walk on my hands in class because they need a little entertainment, and so do I. But I treat them like they're real, like they're humans, like they matter. And as a result, they want to come to class, and they want to be like, wow, this guy's not judging me. He's just here to help me.
Right.
And that's how I get them to connect to me.
How can a parent do that, though? Because,
same
you know,
thing.
Remember, hey, why do you want me to do this? Because I'm your mother. That's why. Because I said so.
Yeah, the because I said so doesn't work. I see this a lot in parents. As children get over, the parents still want to look at them as if they're five and they always need their help. But you have to transition.
Don't we know that?
Yeah. As you get older, you have to start giving them the chance to be an adult because one day they're going to be. And if you respect those boundaries instead of say, why didn't you do your homework? Be like, hey, dude, so how was your class today? And be casual about it. Then they stop seeing you as a parent that's going to put them in trouble and someone that actually cares about their life.
Well, if you say so, you're in the field. I'm not. What do you say to employers, though? Because, again, we had Jim from Middleton call in earlier who had has a trade background. It says, Kevin, I agree with what's going on, but a lot of people don't have that work ethic.
Right.
And the millennials are wired differently. You know, getting the big money job or living large, they're going to live large.
Right. Conversely, older generations are used to just going to the job, grinding out for 40 years and getting a gold pin. So you have this great, like, dichotomy here.
Exactly.
Of what's going on. And the students have to find worth in what they're doing. To read a book when you can just read a Wikipedia article doesn't make sense anymore because we want to acquire as much information as possible.
Right, so you have to sell them.
Yes, you have to sell them on why this matters. And the work ethic is simple. You guys want shiny things? You have to work for shiny things.
580KIDO, let me hit you with it. What's the deal with these computers? We're just talking about the iPhone. It bends. It doesn't bend.
It doesn't bend. Why are you trying to bend your phone? I have an iPhone 6. It's wonderful. It doesn't
bend. Do you have
bend.
It with it? With you?
I have it with right now.
Are you a first adopter then?
Huh? I am. I love Apple. Now, I miss Steve Jobs.
But
it's amazing.
That isn't the big one, though.
No, this is the iPhone 6.
Now, why did you get the new one, right?
Well, because I'm a nerd. I have a Mac. I have a laptop always by me. I have a gaming PC at home.
Right.
I have an iPad.
Right.
I don't need a phablet, as they call it.
How old
tablet.
Are you?
I'm 34.
You're 34.
Yeah, on the inside, I'm probably about 12.
I
intellectually, about 80.
Something. You have a future in broadcasting.
That's the hope. Actually, it's one of my dreams of mine. So move over Howard Stern, right?
Exactly, or Kevin Miller for that matter.
No. Well, I can't spill coffee as good as you can, sir.
That's a job requirement for me. So keeping up with the technology,
yes.
We hear this all the time. That, you know, what we're teaching today is antiquated by tomorrow. That's an incredible challenge for you.
It is, but what you teach is the fundamentals. I mean, you're old enough to remember Windows 95, right, Kev?
Yes.
Okay, it hasn't.
I remember the first Windows.
Okay,
yes.
3.1 and all that. It hasn't changed since then. The core concepts are still there. All the same functions are still there. It's just like a car. A car hasn't changed since that Model T. There's still a steering wheel
and
some wheels,
right? There's no carburetor, though.
There's no carburetor.
And you have Apple with computers now without hard drives.
Well, there's a hard drive in there.
Right, but what I'm saying is like the MacBook Pros and stuff, they don't have hard
drives.
They
have hard drives. They're just called solid-state drives.
Oh,
they're
well,
a different kind of hard drive.
See, here I go trying to go all computer on you.
It's okay. No, I didn't smack you. That's actually what's in these guys.
Right.
It's all about teaching the fundamentals, and that's why I feel my students are really prepared for the workforce because I can't teach them everything about computers. What I can teach them is how to speak, how to be patient, how to listen, how to troubleshoot. Because whether you're troubleshooting a relationship with your girlfriend,
right,
or you're troubleshooting a computer, I hate to say it, it's the same thing. You look for commonalities and you try to gather that information to solve that problem.
Is it possible that we could go old school and go back to for people listening at 580KIDO about buying a computer?
Now, hold on.
You have an Apple bias. I have to disclose that.
I don't have an Apple bias. What I say is my heart beats Apple, but my blood is blue for Microsoft, okay? Because without Microsoft, I wouldn't have a job, and, well, the world wouldn't be what it is right now because they still own the market share. What I advise people, because I do customer service on the side, I do help people with computers,
right,
is remember what you're buying is out of date according to what's cool, not what's functional.
Right.
So when you buy a computer, you don't need the latest greatest because, let's face it, Word only needs about, I don't know, half a gig of RAM, and you can buy a computer with 6-10 times that amount. It doesn't mean you need it.
And everybody uses Word. That's basically what we're just glorified word processors.
It pretty much. And anymore, we're moving on to the Google world. God bless Google. And
Googie, yes.
Yeah, we're moving to that, and that requires even less than Office.
So any real world advice when you go in there and, well, you need this laptop, you don't need a laptop, you need a tablet, you don't need a tablet, you need the thing that's that HP's pushing now that's both. Forget that. Get a Mac. We're going to have this, that, and the other. So
my advice, besides the shameless plug of get a hold of me, get a hold of my students, we can tell you,
yes,
is try to not think of that moment. Try to think when you've driven your car for a month and, like, am I really going to use this feature? Okay, so when you buy that computer or you go to buy it, am I going to use everything this guy's trying to sell me for? Or is it just going to be for me to check Facebook, to upload a picture to Instagram, to check to see what Kev's doing at the radio?
Right.
And then I'm going to shut the lid and I'm going to go watch Game of Thrones.
Right.
Right?
The lesson from Game of Thrones, never tip off your enemy, even if it's the honorable thing to do. Ned Stark, I've learned from Ned Stark.
My heart's breaking for Ned Stark.
Yeah.
Okay? But he was a man of honor, and that's the important thing to remember.
And look what happened to Rob.
Well, you know, that's not to say we shouldn't get married. It just means that you should check your friends before you have a wedding at their place.
And you need to keep your commitments.
You do have to keep your commitments.
If you commit to marrying the old codger's not cosmetically appealing daughter, then you have to do that.
You got to follow through. You got to be a man of your word because that's all you have at the end of the day, you know? And Rob didn't learn that lesson, and sadly, his mom didn't either, you know?
Boy, we could go on and on here.
We could. Be glad I didn't bring up other shows, you know?
You know, I live on television. That's all I do.
So. I'm the same way.
All right.
And don't even get me started on Sons of Anarchy, because then we're just going to have to start getting the bleeper out. So.
Final thought, Holden Catch Fire, did you like that at all?
I did. I only got about 4 episodes in, but as someone who can appreciate the history of computers,
yeah,
it's so amazing to see where we started, and we're actually going back to that.
Right.
Because we used to just have a display and a keyboard, and that's now what things are becoming, is just a tiny display and a keyboard, you know? So really, really impressed with that show.
Buddy. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
No, and not just because the main guy in there was one of the kings in The Hobbit, which happens to be another series I'm a fan of. So
you've lost me there. I'm more of a Captain America guy.
Well, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with Avengers.
Buddy, thank you. Buddy,
you're welcome.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yep, have a good day, sir.
You're listening to 580KIDO. Time for traffic.
Promote our schools. Secure our future.
I think it's time we started our new class project.
Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers.
Now, back to Kevin Miller at the Dennis Tech Center in Boise on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Coming up, what do you do when people use your front lawn for a toilet, or at least their pets do? One Washington State woman fights back. We'll give you that story, plus the latest on 13 airstrikes last night going after the oil refineries of ISIS, ISIL. Is it ISIS or is it ISIL? 580-5436. We are at the Dennis Technical Center. Awesome day here. Having a great time. Let's go to Pat, gun-toting Pat, with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO.
Would you get off of that?
Well, you know, Jim from Star is still nursing that beating you gave him.
Oh, well, he'll get over it. I have a couple of suggestions. One thing that always worked for me on interviews, and, you know, I'm not doing job interviews anymore, but one thing that always worked for me is researching the company that you're interviewing with in advance, so you know what they do, if they have a distribution network or whatever, so you can do that. And also, don't go in a pair of baggy shorts and a T-shirt. Dress professionally, even if you have to go to the thrift shop and get something really nice to wear. And blue says, believe me. So if you wear blue, people are more likely to pay a little more attention to you.
As opposed to red.
As opposed to red. but I think... you know, some kid, I've seen people going in for job interviews in a pair of baggy shorts and a T-shirt. That is not the way to do it. You want to show up as professional.
Well, I was going to say, when's the last time you had a job?
When's the last time I had a job? Oh, I stopped working. I was on the road for up to 270 days a year. And
what'd you do?
Quit that about 10 years ago.
What'd you do?
I worked as a tour manager. I was all over the place, all over the world.
You were a tour manager for who?
Several different companies. Most tour managers work as independent contractors. So you can work for any tour company that sells tours. You do all of the commentary you need to do. Do a lot of research on the places you're going. So if somebody says, how high is that mountain or whatever, give a lot of information on the general places that you're going, you know, if there's a big company there or you know, anything, if you're going like into Indian territory, you want to research the tribes.
You want to make sure at 580-5436, 580-KIDO, that you don't bring your MRAP.
No, you just go ahead and do a lot of your research. We had a little game at our house that was called Buy Books.
You know what they call this, Pat?
What's that?
They call it the tune-out factor.
Why?
I just don't find it very compelling about you and playing duck, duck, goose, goose at home.
Well, what you do, when I first started in the business, there was no such thing as getting on the internet and finding the information. So
for some reason, I just want to get fresh with you.
Well, I know you always do that. That's nothing new.
Emmett with you because you have that moxie, if you will.
Oh, well, that's me.
Maybe it was the Derringer and the Brassiere. I don't know.
By the way, I now have a garter with the Derringer in it.
Well, for a good time, we'll know who to call.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
All right, Pat. Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What a wonderful sport she is, appreciating the attempted humor there. Anyway, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. On a serious note, tonight at 7 o'clock at Foothills Christian Church in Boise, West 8th Street, we will have our forum to end domestic violence. Now, we're not saying that because we have a meeting with our panel of experts from FACES, from Hope's Door, from the WCA, from the Boise Rescue Mission, and other groups that we're going to stop this. And from the Ada County Prosecutor's Office, we'll talk to Jan Bennett next. But we hope to give a call to action that, look, if you suspect something, give somebody some information that will save their lives and save their sanity. It's happening here. We need to do something about it tonight. 7 o'clock, Foothills Christian Church. We're going to have a lot of hugs, maybe a lot of tears, but a lot of hope. And we need that more than ever, don't we? Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Note our schools, secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at the Dennis Tech Center in Boise on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
As part of our empowerment panel tonight at Foothills Christian Church, we're joined by Jan Bennett from the Ada County Prosecutor's Office. Jan, thank you for joining us, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, certainly we appreciate your hard work, your dedication to helping kids and victims of domestic violence, and the fact that you're showing up tonight at 7.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you for raising awareness.
How big an issue is this in Ada County and in the Treasure Valley when we, most of us see the stories and go, wow, thank God that's not anybody that I know?
You know, it is, it's actually a big issue, and I've been working on this issue for many years. Actually, when I started my career at the prosecutor's office, I became passionate about the issue of domestic violence and have really tried to work hard to not only raise awareness, but as you say, do the work in the trenches to make a difference, as much as I possibly could. And, looking at just, you know, for example, some of the statistics we have, the Boise City Police Department, in 2013 alone, responded and received over 3,500 calls involving domestic violence. And that's just Boise City, so that doesn't even include Meridian, Ada County Sheriff's Office, Garden City Police Department, the other Treasure Valley law enforcement officers. So that gives you some idea of the magnitude of the issue here in the Treasure Valley. Nationally, the statistics are that one in four women will be the victim of domestic violence at some point in their life.
Is it, when we hear about the injuries suffered, is it a crime of insanity? Or when we hear the whole idea of power and control, if you can really explain.
Sure. Yes, domestic violence is very much a pattern of power and control, abusive, coercive behavior in an intimate relationship. So in my experience, domestic violence tends to escalate over time. So, you know, most folks, it doesn't start out as, you know, breaking bones and causing injury that would land somebody in the hospital. It actually starts out kind of in an escalating way. For example, maybe with verbal abuse, it may start out with put downs and name calling, sort of undermining a person's self-esteem. For example, you know, you're ugly, you're too fat, you can't hold down a job. No one else is going to want to be with you, you know, things like that, that kind of over time kind of break people down. And then, you know, it can move into physical abuse, pushing, shoving, and then maybe escalate further to punching, kicking, using weapons, strangulation, and as we all know, can sometimes even end in a homicide. And so those are the worst case scenario situations. We certainly in the criminal justice system, in law enforcement, and in the community world where folks like the WCA and other programs are out there working, we all try to hopefully intervene before it gets to that level of physical and homicide, and try to do everything we can to intervene, because, like I said, without intervention, it does tend to escalate.
What about crimes against children?
Certainly, you know, children, the studies have shown over time that children growing up in homes involving domestic violence are greatly impacted. As you can imagine, and this is probably nothing that would come as a surprise to folks, because domestic violence tends to be a learned behavior. so it just can often repeat the pattern if you grow up in a home where there's domestic violence. But certainly the impact on children in school, they're not, you know, maybe as productive in school. Many, many impacts that there are with children. Children can also be a victim in sort of the aftermath or even during the abuse. I've seen cases where a child either was intentionally harmed during the domestic violence situation or sometimes was, you know, maybe in the line of fire. Maybe, some, you know, the victim was having something thrown at the victim. The victim's holding a child and the child gets hit in the process of the abuser throwing something at the victim. Or, you know, trying to grab the child out of the victim's hand and the child falls or otherwise gets hurt. So those are all things that can occur in a domestic violence relationship.
Jan, what will you be talking about tonight at 7 o'clock at Foothills Christian Church in Boise?
I will be doing the best I can to raise awareness, but also to provide some pointers about what there is out there to help people who are victims of domestic violence. There are many, many programs. One of the things that I have been so incredibly grateful for and have so much respect for all the community programs that are available to victims and children who are involved in a domestic violence relationship. And so really raising the awareness of what is out there to help people. So if you are being abused or you know someone who's being abused, to realize that there's help, you're not alone, and there's a great cadre of people out here who are willing to help you, you know, when you're ready to receive that help.
Jan, we appreciate your work, and we thank you for taking time out of your restful day when you're not working to help us out this evening.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure again, and I really want to thank you, Kevin, for, again, raising awareness, taking this issue on. It really means a lot to me because, like I said, I have worked very, very hard to try to make a difference, and just to have someone like you who can reach so many people and do so much, I really am grateful to you. So thank you.
Well, we'll see you tonight, and this is just the beginning of our relationship, so thank you, ma'am.
All right. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jan Bennett's joining us from the Ada County Prosecutor's Office talking about tonight's event, Ending Domestic Violence. Great information, lots of programs out there to help you or to help someone you know. Details at 580kido.com or just see us at Foothills Christian Church in Boise, West 8th Street. Can't miss it. Hope you're there. We're happy to be here at Dennis Technical Center, promoting our school, securing our future. Thanks to our friends at CapEd. We're joined by Amber Wadsworth. Amber, good morning.
Hi.
Good to have you with us. Please move the mic a little closer so we can hear you. Okay, thank you. Tell us a little bit about your experience here. What are you studying?
Right now I'm doing EMT, the emergency medical technician.
Okay, and why do you want to be an EMT?
It's just something I've always been interested in. Someday I want to be a critical care nurse in the Navy.
Really? Something light and fluffy?
Yeah.
Right. Boy, that's a heck of a goal. Where does that come from?
Both my parents were in the Navy, and it's something that I've always considered, and it's just, I find it fascinating, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. How is your experience here different from other schools?
Well, it's just the classes are really different.
The setups are different. They're not really your orthodox classrooms here.
Yeah, no, it's definitely different, but it's a great school. I love it. All the teachers are nice. The classes are just so much fun to be in. I've been in two classes here, graphic design and now the EMT class.
Well, that's kind of an eclectic mix.
Yeah. Well, for a while there, I wanted to be a graphic designer
right?
in the Navy.
In the Navy. Nothing wrong with that. Serving. Any particular reason you talk about your parents, but the idea of patriotism, the idea of being selfless. You're a young person today. You have us codgers like myself going, oh, these young people, they don't love America. Obviously, you do if you're willing to commit your life to protecting us. Where does that come from and your thoughts on patriotism?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's great to help out, you know, with the country and everything. That'd be cool. It's, I don't really, like, look for, like, any thank yous or anything. I just really want to help out, and I think it'd be a great way to do it. Just, you know, helping out the country. If I can help the people serving this country, that would make me really happy.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us? See, this wasn't so bad, was it?
No. we have, programs here. For the EMT class, there's HOSA. It's Health Occupation Students of America. It's pretty much just we get to be trained in, leadership skills and just technical skills in the medical field and stuff. And
leadership skills, we should send some people from the broadcast center to your place.
Yeah.
Some remedial training there.
Yeah, yeah. It's you get to go to, leadership conferences and stuff, and it's pretty great.
And that's great because you're networking, so you're learning things from other people.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently it's, really big. I haven't actually done it yet, but...
But you're excited about it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Amber, we appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Good luck to you. Thank you for your service, all right?
Thank you.
All right, it is 580KIDO, time for traffic with Kevin Miller.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union. We love teachers. Now, back to Kevin Miller at the Dennis Tech Center in Boise on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
As Jim from Star would say, Millie in the morning, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO at the Dennis Technical Center. Getting ready to interview more folks, of course, also keeping you abreast of the situation that happened last night, more airstrikes taking out the oil refineries controlled by ISIS, ISIL, and everything else. More on that in a minute. We had a caller call in, a young lady that couldn't wait, and she wanted to know, Kevin, will there be an issue tonight being brought up at our forum to end domestic violence about domestic violence, women against men, and she has two sons who are victims. Yes, we will address all aspects of it, child abuse, domestic violence, and we will, again, give folks an issue. It's interesting that this young lady brings this up because that happens more often than not, and men are really treated very differently than women when it comes to that aspect because of the, what do you call it, the blatant sexism of our society today. Well, a woman couldn't hurt you and that and all the other, and yeah, we do see that, and it does happen here in the Treasure Valley. Look, we're not trying to reinvent rocket fuel, but as Jan Bennett said from the Ada County Prosecutor's Office earlier, any attention is needed attention, and it begins tonight. And, you know, we take a look at the president's comments, and we can agree to disagree on things. Dave Burnett and I going back and forth on the president's salute and what it means to people. Sean Hannity talking about it yesterday. But here's an issue that, you know, cuts across political boundaries, cuts across whether you're for AJ or Butch or John or Pro or Billy or whomever is running for political office. And as I said, a lot of people said to me, well, you know, Kevin, this is a tough one tonight. This is tough. And I said, look, it's like the inmates run the asylum. You and me, I'm your conduit. I'm your wingman. And if there's an issue like Ray Rice, like Adrian Peterson that's in the national headlines that we can modify to what's going on here, doesn't take much, unfortunately. You look at the deaths recently. You look at that murder-suicide in Meridian, and these things are happening. Now, we can either choose to ignore them or find solutions. That's my pledge to you. News, opinion, solutions. Speaking of which, one young lady had an issue with, one young lady in Washington had an issue with dogs leaving deposits, unwanted deposits, in her front yard. Let's take a listen to how she dealt with it at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning.
This house right here was watching from her kitchen window. She saw a dog walker and the dog leave a mess in the yard here. Well, she came out and confronted that woman, and the woman admitted, yeah, we made the mess, and she eventually cleaned it up. But dog walkers like that, they're not going to get off just that easy.
Yeah, it got my attention, that's for sure.
Ozzy, the Cavalier King Charles Spaniel, would never be so cavalier as to leave his mess behind.
If the dog's ready to go, I'm ready for the dog.
at least the guy on the other end of the leash wouldn't.
Well, I think it gets the point across to anybody that's walking by, you know. I mean, you have to respect people's property, you know, and you got to take care of your dog, you know, and his needs.
And you get back in the house and you're going, ugh.
For Marie Parks, there's not much worse than stepping in something.
That's correct. Well, and especially when you're putting the garbage can out at night and you're not, you know, expecting that, and it's half dark. And
she has had a yard full of stuff to step in.
You know, I need it to stop.
Not just from the dog walker in this picture. This won't be the only photo she snaps.
And I'll do it to anybody I catch doing it. If my...
So here you have it. This young lady actually sees somebody making a deposit. She takes a picture of the dog and the person and puts a big sign in the front yard and saying, look, my yard is not your toilet. Now, if only we could do that in the foothills and throughout the Treasure Valley. It's easy. Pick up after your pooch, right? Huh. Talk about pet shaming. Let's get you to work safely and on time at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller, stay with us. Fox News is next.